join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. It truly is our joy to join you once again with Global Headlines and to give you the perspective of what God says about everything happening in our world today. And let's consider the first one, and that is the volcanic eruption in Iceland. Iceland's sleeping angry sister volcano, not the one that erupted, but another one that could erupt much worse than the one that has already reared her ugly head there in Iceland. Again, storms rip through the Midwest, and of course they're talking about the tornadoes, and there in Ohio killed 7 people. And again, the Pacific Ring of Fire produces major quakes. And busy hurricane season seen for the Atlantic. Well, here's our president. He is engulfed. Many things are happening. Of course, it looks like the oil slick to me. Engulfed.
It's tired all around him.
All around him. Well, world of troubles for the United States. Obama returns to the White House facing crisis on 3 fronts. The first is anxiety in the Gulf. And again, Gulf toil. How perhaps the world's worst oil spill affects jobs, energy, food, and wildlife. BP spill leads to question, will we save our oceans? Well, here is the Week magazine spreading stain. Will the Gulf oil spill damage Obama's presidency? And gauging harm to ecosystem could take years. All right, friends, we're going to be discussing, of course, the anxiety in the Gulf in just a moment, the first of those 3 crises facing our president. But let's go back to the volcano that has erupted in Iceland. Now, there's a sister volcano that could erupt that would be much, much worse. And then the raging hurricanes. I want to ask Jack, are both of those things found in the Bible that would happen preceding the Lord's return?
Oh, Rexella, we're seeing signs every day. I pick up the newspapers and I look at the headlines. Sometimes I see 8 or 10 different headlines in one day, all biblical predictions that our Lord Jesus is coming soon. Now, the hurricanes and tsunamis, and we've had those lately in enormous ways, in Indonesia and other places, is found in Luke 21:25. Jesus said, just before I return, the sea and the waves will be roaring. And then Rexella, talking about all these volcanoes. You know, we have the Pacific Rim there, and most earthquakes throughout the entire world are caused because of what's going on in that area. And lo and behold, because of it, there are something like 2,000 minor earthquakes going on right now under the sister volcano of the one that just erupted that made America and the world cancel 100,000 flights. However, the sister volcano, which is far greater, much more devastating, will release so much ash into space that it will be bringing horrendous destruction upon the globe. But there's also the tornadoes. Just recently, we saw 7 in Michigan and 6 in Ohio, destroying billions of dollars worth of homes. And Jesus talked about signs in the heavens in Luke 21:25, and said in verse 26, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which shall come to pass on the earth. It's happening. Plus all of these earthquakes we're seeing. Jesus said there shall be earthquakes in divers places, Matthew 24:7, Mark 13:8. And let me tell you, it's going to get worse during the tribulation hour, which is predicted in the book of Revelation. Chapter 6:12, chapter 8:5, chapter 11:13-19, and chapter 16:18, there was a great earthquake, so mighty and so great that there's never been anything like it in the history of the world to this time, nor ever shall be again. And what is that earthquake? That is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It won't be in San Diego. It won't be in San Francisco. It won't be in Los Angeles. It won't be in Phoenix. It will be in Israel. For this is the return of Christ. Armageddon is being fought, Revelation 16:16. Christ comes to put a stop to this horrendous war to save lives in Revelation 11:18. And what happens as he comes from heaven? There's a bolt of lightning from east to west, Matthew 24:29. His feet hit the Mount of Olives, and it splits from east to west in Zechariah 14:4. And it's Christ who has arrived right in front of Jerusalem to set up his everlasting kingdom to begin the 1,000 years of peace, the millennium upon the earth. And that's when he comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16, to rule and reign for 1,000 years, Revelation 20:4.
Whoa, so better days are coming, right, Jack?
Oh, we're going to escape it all, Rick Salah. Jesus said in Luke 21:36, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass on the earth. We're going up.
Well, friends, we're going to be referring to this article now. And the first of the three things facing our president as he goes back to the White House has to do with the anxiety in the Gulf. What a terrible tragedy that is. The fish, the turtles, and the pelicans all are dying down there. Many will be dying offshore, way out there, because of what's happening. I want to ask Jack, is this tragedy mentioned in the Bible? Things like this mentioned in the Bible, Jack?
Oh, Rexella, immediately I thought about Revelation 8:8, and this is during the 7-year period of tribulation of Revelation 6-18. And when I saw that fire out there in the Gulf consuming that oil, that verse hit me. There was fire in the sea, and 25% of the livestock and fish, life in the ocean, died. Now, that's after we're gone, but we're beginning to see the effects of it and how it could happen in the future in a greater way. But then, by the time we get to Revelation 16:3, every living creature in the sea died. That could come through the torpedoes and the atom bombs that are being exploded in the oceans, plus more rigs failing. Whatever it is, the Bible predicts this very thing.
Oh my, the Bible is up to date. I tell you, God knew that this would happen, and so he placed this in the Bible so that we would understand. Let not your heart be troubled. This is all going to happen, but I am coming back again. I've asked this question many, many times on this program. If the Lord were to come today, would you welcome him, or would you be afraid? Do you want him to see you do what you're doing right now? Oh, the Lord wants to be your Savior. I trust that you'll open your heart to him to be your Savior, or that you'll come back to him and live for him. Oh, Jack, how important to live for him.
Strange how God shows me new things. I've always quoted John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. But in verse 1 he says, if a man enters into any other door, he's a thief and a robber. There's only one way, me, Jesus said. So we'll look at him right now on the cross. Do you see them there? Dying, suffering, bleeding, to wash away your sin, my sin, every sinner's sin ever born. You can share in that right now. All you have to do is say, I accept what you did, Jesus. I accept you. Thank you for the sacrifice. Cleanse me through that precious blood. Take away all my sin now as I call on you to be my Savior. Come into my heart, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Come into my heart, Jesus. I love those words. How grateful I am for the day I prayed those words. And I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. And if you did, write to me. There is my address. And I'd love to hear from you knowing that you asked him to be your Savior. Or maybe you said, Lord, I need to come back to you. First Steps in a New Direction will be in the mail as soon as I hear from you. Please, let me hear about your decision. So many of us have fallen by the wayside. I mentioned a moment ago about coming back to the Lord, and I want to give you a very good thought on this. The quickest way to get back on your feet is to get down on your knees. I trust you'll do that. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. Until then, remember, God cares for you so very much, and so do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.